Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Anybody, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome into Take Command. You can watch the show on YouTube, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 pages. And of course, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast. Wherever you get your audio, it means a lot. We always ask that you send it to a friend or two who hasn't listened before. It certainly helps us out. Logan Paulson played in the NFL for a decade. At one point in time, was one of the longest tenured players on the Redskins. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me from 2 to 6:30 every day on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Logan, next up, the Detroit Lions. It's the preview pod, and things do not get easier for a Washington team that's lost four in a row and three in a row by more than 20 points. Here comes one of the better teams in the NFC and a club that they eviscerated in the playoffs last year when Jaden Daniels put the team on his back and played one of his best games of the year. And you know Detroit coming off of a divisional loss. And with that memory from last January when they were eliminated after a bye as the one seed, is going to have some added venom toward Washington and Landover.
Yeah, man, I think you said that perfectly. The venom is the thing I'm most concerned about. You know, obviously Detroit's a really good squad. They're a good roster. We're going to talk about them in more detail. But I think the emotional element of this game is going to be absolutely huge. You know, Dan Campbell is an emotional guy. He's kind of got the rah-rah thing down to a science. They're coming off of a bad loss in the division. I'm very positive the memory of last year's playoff game is so at the forefront of his mind. The Commanders have a big, tall task ahead of them anyway, just from an X's and O's and schematic personnel standpoint. But I think the emotional weight of this game is also something that's going to be a huge factor.
Dan Campbell's one of these guys. I don't think this would be the case for most coaches, but to your point, it just feels like he's that dude who holds a grudge. Yeah. Who's going to be showing every morning at the start of the meeting all the highlights from the playoff game. Like, he just seems to me like a dude at his desk where he turns around before he goes home every night. And right before he turns off the lights, he, like, throws a dart at a board at, like, Dan Quinn or something. Like, I mean, he's just that guy. Like, he's from 50 years ago. He's dude, a kneecap eater. And it just there's a lot of coaches where I do too. I mean, I didn't initially when he was hired. I thought he was a goof, but I completely undervalued his acumen, and he's fantastic. And I raised my hand to say I was completely wrong about that hire. Like, yeah. He's one of my favorite coaches in the league now. But there are plenty of coaches where I don't think they would like take personally the playoff loss of a year ago. And it wouldn't matter on Sunday. And I do feel like if he gets a chance, he's going to do everything he can to avenge it. I mean, am I wrong about this guy?
That, you know, like we've had conversations off air where, you know, I've kind of opened up about my thoughts on this. And yeah, man, that's something I'm definitely concerned about for sure, is him just, you know, doing the Dan Campbell thing. Like when they played the Bears earlier this year, like you could tell there was a personal undertone to that game with the Ben Johnson leaving, all that kind of stuff. And they ran that score. Like there's no other way to put, they ran the score up. You know what I mean? And so when you got a guy like that, who again, I love his approach. I love his passion. He's going to be passionate in this game, and passionate people do crazy stuff. So that's a big concern for me moving forward into this game.
That's a kind way to put it, man. Call me passionate, brother. That's a friendly way to do it, Logan. That's such a nice way to say I'm a maniac and diabolical, man.
I love it. Dude, I'll be watching something with my son. We'll be watching like Instagram or something, and he'll come on, and I just like that speech where he talks about taking another team into deep water. Like that resonates with me so acutely. Like my skin is tingling right now just thinking about that. That feeling of taking someone where they don't want to be, where they've never been, is fantastic. And the fact that he has got that whole team playing that way, oh man, it gets me so juiced up. But yeah, again, like that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a team. Like there was a clip. I want to say it was in the Minnesota game, and I think this perfectly encapsulates what they do. Sam LaPorta catches this beautiful seam route versus cover two. Right, boom. He kind of hits the safety. He's rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, and I'll be darned if every single receiver. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams. He's like high paid, high profile guys are in the shot pushing the pile. And then Jahmyr Gibbs is sprinting and smashing to this pile. We're talking 30 to 40 yards down the field. And when you've got your stars playing that way, and when they come with this kind of passion, like it starts with head coach and it shows up. And so again, like the maniac element of this is definitely a big storyline for me going into the game. So I hope Washington's ready for it.
Yeah, I do too. It's a big matchup, and it's one where you're going to have to just knuckle up a little bit here, right? And throw some fists, if you will. You're going to have to drop the gloves because they're going to come at you. You're in the bar, and they're swinging stools, and you just got to be ready to go. I think there's no doubt about that.
It was funny. We were getting ready for a show. I'm glad you said that. Sorry to cut you off. But we were getting ready for the show, and I was kind of thinking about it, like, what does this come down to? You know, and we're going to talk about some specific plays here in a second, but ultimately it's one of these games where you just got to put your mouthpiece in, get that wrist tape extra tight, make sure all your digits are taped up, and just be ready to hold a gap and be ready to move a dude off a spot. Like that's what this game's going to be, and like hopefully the Commanders are ready to do that.
So I want to start with the Washington defense, the Detroit defense and the Washington offense, because I think there's a lot more to chew on with the Detroit offense and what they are compared to 1 year ago. So we'll do that in our longer segment coming up. But the Lions defensively, this is actually the side of the ball where they've improved this year.
Yeah.
And they're playing, they're healthier, first of all, but they're playing way better. They've added some pieces. And I think they have a stud defensive coordinator who's becoming a hot coaching name already as a very young guy in Kelvin Shepard. His press conferences, if you have not seen them, are must-see. He is incredible at answering questions very pointedly. He doesn't mind calling players out and just he gives you the real, so to speak. And, like, it's so refreshing and awesome. But, like, how he's talking to players in the locker room is basically how he does his pressers. He's being linked to the LSU job potentially already. Like, people love this guy. But it's not just a demeanor thing. This is not like Joe Witt just cutting promos on day one. Like, the scheme and the performance is backing it up now. When you look at some of the numbers defensively, this was the number 27 defense in the NFL last year. They were 22nd against the run and the pass. This year, Logan, right now coming into this game, they're the number 8 defense in the league. They're number 9 against the pass. They're number 13 against the run. They're top 5 at picking quarterbacks off. They're top 4 at getting sacks. He has done a whale of a job. And when you watch them, they're aggressive, they're fast, they're violent. It's kind of everything you dream about as a fan.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what you hit the nail perfectly on the head there. Like, they're physical, fast, and violent. And, like, when you want to talk defensive football, ultimately, like, that's what you're trying to get to, is you're trying to get to 11 guys that look like they want to kill somebody on the field. It's like a controlled chaos, right? You've got, Brian Branch, who, dude, I can't get enough of watching that dude play football. Like, he is physical. He's violent. He can cover. He's got a good feel for the ball when it's in the air. Jack Campbell is this big, 6'5", 250-pound middle linebacker who can run. He can hit. He's tackling well. Aiden Hutchinson needs no introduction in terms of how he's been playing. Alex Anzalone. And I do think, like, when you go to, like, PFF, for example, you're going to see a lot of kind of poor grades in the secondary. And to me, it's because they are going to play man coverage and challenge you in a way that is so unique in the NFL. Like, the amount of man coverage, I don't know what it is. It feels like they play man coverage every snap. Like, that's kind of what, like, when you're watching the film, you're like, they're in man. Here's zero. Here's single high, one plug. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, damn, like, they are coming for your face every single rep. And I think that, like you're talking about, that personality of the defensive coordinator jumps out, and it makes total sense as to why they're playing that aggressively. So, man, like, this is interesting, because if we were prepping for this team and everyone was healthy, I'd be like, this is awesome. This is the easiest game plan we've ever done, because they're going to be in man. What are our man beaters? What are our zero beaters? And let's make sure we let it rock and roll. If you look at Minnesota, I thought they had a great plan for all the man they were going to get. The problem, I think, that I'm having a hard time, like, negotiating and navigating, is we've played a bunch of teams who are cover three teams that have played a little bit more man. This team lives and dies with the sword of man coverage. Like, this is who they are. So they know every little detail. They know every little leverage. So my question to you, Grant, and to the fan base is, like, is there somebody on this team that we can look to and say, that's the guy that can win versus man-to-man coverage versus a team that does it a lot? How is our protection plan versus this pressure that they're going to bring on first, second down, third down? They're bringing it all the time. And again, over the past couple of weeks, that's the big concerning factor to me, is, like, this team does this. They do this all the time. What is our plan to beat this with personnel on the perimeter that is, again, a little bit banged up?
I don't consistently think you've got anybody right now who fits that bill, who's going to win in man regularly against Detroit's personnel. I always come back to, and this is just from conversations when teams were shorter on personnel that I covered over the years, that's where scheme's going to have to matter a ton, and trying to get guys into space. You know, it might mean going against type a little bit. Like, they've gotten so much now into just a straight drop back game, where maybe this is the week where you got to mix it up a little bit, and you get under center and you run some boots and you try to get the defense going in one direction, and you get someone in the flat the other way. Like, I don't know if you could just line up, do what you've been doing, and get guys open routinely. There's going to be a few plays for sure, but it's a really, really hard way to envision them consistently moving the ball and scoring points the way that the matchup looks. One thing that I find impressive about Detroit, and it sounds like we're, just kissing Detroit's butt here, but they do a lot of things well, is, and this is going to be something Washington's got to, I like your word, negotiate, they don't miss tackles. Okay. This to me is, when you watch this team, if you guys go back and watch their games, this is what it looks like. There's a few guys like Aiden Hutchinson who we'll get to who are special, but it's mostly, to me, just like a well-coached team that this is what happens when everyone's where they're supposed to be and you don't miss tackles and you play aggressive football. I'm going to back this up with numbers. This is not just an anecdote. They are, right now, league low at missed tackle rate, single-digit percentage point of the time they miss a tackle, and they've had the fewest yards allowed after missed tackles in the league. Like, they went into last week with something like 186 yards after missed tackles. I mean, Washington's had games this year that have been over 100 in that stat. And so my point is just that I think they get you to the ground where you catch the ball. It's a catch and fall kind of operation. So I think this is the most important game for Cliff that we've seen this year in terms of navigating that. And I don't think there's going to be a whole lot after the catch, playmakers making plays.
Dude, I totally agree. And this is one of those things where it's like the features of Cliff's offense that make it good, the hurry up, the simplicity, the ability to go fast, the ability to give the quarterback the flexibility at the line of scrimmage. It feels like we've kind of pared that back a little bit. do we get into more condensed formations? Do we get into more stacks? Do we get into more bunches? Is there a little bit more motion in this game? Because again, like you're talking about, you know, part of the thing that makes Cliff's offense good is like, we're going fast to make simple coverage contours so that we can find good matchups and select those and win them, right? When you lose some of the horses on the perimeter, that tool becomes a little bit less effective. So does this, Cliff's a really smart dude, man. Like I've been very privileged to talk to him a couple times briefly about some high level football stuff. And he understands the value of what he does. He also understands the value of like what a Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay do. So is this the week where, I'm not saying that it's all the time, but can we get in a bunch? Can we create some picks? Can we create some rubs? Can we use some motion to kind of designate what kind of coverage they're in pre-snap for the quarterback? I think you're going to need to use more tools basically, right? In this week specifically, because, and it's not an indictment of Cliff's offense. It's just the things that make it good are less effective because Terry's not out there. Noah Brown's not out there. You know, Debo in the slot would be excellent in this game, but he's probably gonna have to play more on the perimeter. So you're really relying on like Treylon Burks and Matt Moore to win versus some pretty good coverage players on the perimeter. And I'm not sure that's the solution. Obviously, Zach Ertz is going to eat and do his thing versus man-to-man coverage, and I think you could run a portion of the offense through that. But I think when you look at Brian Branch, like he's a great cover safety. So is there anything that we can do schematically, like you're talking about, to kind of tip the deck into our guys' favor? And again, like this is the thing that I hope hopefully this show provides to listeners is – these solutions. Like we can talk about, hey, they got to beat man coverage, but the way you do it is comprehensive and vast depending on who you have. So like when you watch Minnesota, they're out there, they have a great protection plan, they have a couple plays versus zero that are really good, but ultimately you have Justin Jefferson and Addison on the perimeter who can win versus man-to-man coverage, and the offensive line holds up. McCarthy makes a great play versus man coverage where he throws the ball to a spot, puts a ton of air on the football, and you get a catch inside the low red. Like those are the types of plays that elevate an offense. But how, as a coordinator, do we say we don't have Justin Jefferson, we don't have Addison? How do we find ways to get our guys into space? And again, I think the other thing too is put a little bit of a ceiling on this defense, right? Get those guys to back up, get those safeties to back up. Those are the things that you got to watch for in this game. And this is what I enjoy about my job so much is like I have some thoughts, but it's cool to see what really smart people like Cliff come up with in these moments to elevate and put the offense in the best position to be successful.
One other thing I'd say too, when you asked me kind of pointedly, who wins in man or how do they do it against this defense? And, you know, I'm not the one to answer that question. You know, there's smarter people, including you, to do that. But here's one thing I would say. When I went back and watched some of the explosives against this team, they were on plays that were extended by quarterbacks.
Correct.
Right? Yep. So this is also this is not easy, but this is like a Marcus Mariota assignment in a sense too. Because I'm going to sit here and say you can't hold the ball. Time to throw has got to be fairly low. Jared Goff had the lowest TTT of his season last year and still got pressured. Last week, rather, like 46% of the time. We're going to get to Aiden Hutchinson in a second, but he's a defensive player of the year caliber. Like, maybe he's not Miles Garrett, TJ Watt, but he's having like that type of impact a lot of weeks.
Pretty close, man.
You know, he's on that level in a sense. And so I'm saying get the ball out. But yet there's going to be plays where if you tell me they hit on three throws of 25 or more, I'm going to bet you two of them were off schedule. He extends and kind of out of the pocket.
Great,
that's what happened when they dealt with the Ravens and Baltimore scored 30, when they lost to the Chiefs and the Chiefs scored 30. Baker couldn't do it and they scored 9 on him. You know, the Browns couldn't get that done. They scored 10. Like that's been a binary difference to me too against this team.
Well, and I think the thing you look at last week is I think Cliff, you know, just in Seattle, like they understood that front for Seattle was really good. And what did they come out doing? They came out trying to move the pocket, extend, get guys open down the field with Jaden on the perimeter. And I think this is the interesting kind of chess match is Seattle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Felt like kind of knew that was going to be the solution or knew it was going to be part of the game plan. And they just started attacking the quarterback, right? And they couldn't, we couldn't maximize that. So, you know, like, what do you do? Do you take that same principle and say, like, let's have John Bates short motion. Let's try to pin that guy. Let's get Mario to the perimeter. Let him see the ball down the field a little bit more. Kind of find ways to schematically extend those moments as opposed to relying on Marcus Mariota to do it himself. So there are some things that I'm curious to see if they do in terms of, like,
what's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
How do they extend the play? How do they make sure that they can get the football down the field? And that's going to kind of require a little bit of a departure from what we've seen the last couple of weeks. But I do think that they have shown plays at times that are really good in this area. And, like, do you just get to more of that stuff? And I think the other thing that's going to be important is, like, when you look at that Minnesota game, Minnesota got after their butts a little bit in the run game. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ran a couple powers, a couple traps, a couple, like, outside zone perimeter runs, and Mason's getting downhill nice and square and moving piles and finding explosive chunks that way. Like, can you do that? Because I will say, like, they're good, Grant. Like, there's no doubt about it. You mentioned, like how they are kind of better than the sum of their parts, so to speak. But I do think that, like, their defensive tackles specifically have not played as well. Like, McNeil, for example, is kind of having what I would say, like, a down year for him in terms of stopping the run. He's a bigger guy. He's supposed to stop the run. Struggling with that. DJ Reader's a good player, but hasn't been playing as consistently. So can you exploit that? Can you lean on him a little bit and say, hey, like, then play-action pass works a little bit better? Like, all of those things, like, need to come to the forefront. Extending the play, running the football, put this team in a good position to score some points.
Ole McNeil is a third-round pick at NC State. He's 310 pounds. He'll be wearing number 54, very untraditional defensive tackle number, smack dab in the middle of the line of scrimmage if you're looking for him. In the secondary, you've highlighted Brian Branch a lot, who's a special player. I remember there was some talk, you know, Washington had been linked to him in the draft at one point in time and seemed to really like him. They've also got two guys now. At corner, they've got ascending players. Terry Arnold had a great pick in trail coverage last week, made an athletic play. Amik Robertson's playing outside way more this year than he did last year. He's responded very well. I know Arnold's going to be on the injury report this week, as will Kirby Joseph, their free safety. So they've got some injuries on both sides of the ball. We're going to talk about the other side for the Lions, where they could be without both tackles this week as well. But we got to hit on Aiden Hutchinson real quick, because if you're highlighting players on this defense, like, they run base more than almost anybody in the league, two times as much as I think a lot of other teams do. And they get their linebackers on the field with Alex Anzalone, who can move around. Jack Campbell, who they drafted in the first round, coming downhill is a beast. But their defense is an Aiden Hutchinson show. I mean, this was the top five pick a couple years ago. A lot of people thought he should have gone to 1-1. He went number two overall and stayed in Michigan. And Logan, the numbers are crazy. He's leading the NFL with 46 pressures right now. He had seven against the Vikings last week. In the fourth quarter, He's far and away the best pass rusher in the league statistically. If you look at pressure percentage, you know, win rate, he turns up the heat. I love guys like Vaughn was like this throughout his career, where you're a finisher, you're a closer. And Hutchinson, you know, after last week is kind of coming in, feeling it on a heater right now, closing in on double digit sacks already on the season. What's the plan against him? Because they're coming off of their worst pass pro game in a couple seasons. How do they clean that up with Hutchinson in town?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, like, last week I think was a little bit of an anomaly in terms of how good the Seattle front was across the board. You know, you've got four guys at least, probably five or six with some depth pass rushers that can really rush the passer and do some things that are really impressive. And so I will say with Detroit, they have some talented pieces, no doubt. But I do think when you look at it, like, it's kind of the Aiden Hutchinson show. Like, it reminds me a little bit, and this is going to sound like a pejorative comparison, but like compared to the Las Vegas Raiders, it feels a little bit like that, where there are some good pieces, but it's really like Aiden Hutchinson and friends. And obviously they do blitz a little bit more, right, than Las Vegas does. But to me, when it's one guy, right, even though he's very, very good, he's very, very talented, it's a little bit easier to negotiate and manage that skill set. So, like, we can have chip help, we can work slide help. And I think when you look at how Cliff handled Max Crosby, I would do something similar, right? We're going to run the football, we're going to play action pass, we're going to bring in extra help for our tackles, our right tackle specifically, and make sure that he doesn't wreck the game for us. Because I think the other thing too, the Max Crosby comparison feels very apropos, is like he plays his face off, man. Like, talk about like a Dan Campbell guy, talk about Brian Branch, Jack Campbell. Those guys play so hard, you know what I mean? And he's going to be relentless. So he's going to play the run hard. He's physical, and he's a little bit different than like kind of these other elite pass rushers that you're talking about, because he's 6'7", he's 275, he's a big human, right? So his impact on the game is going to be felt, no doubt. But I do think because it's kind of like him, there are some things you could do. Now, like, as they get into the third down pressure stuff, it's going to be harder to do that, because like every single team in the NFL that's got a defense that's worth a damn, they do a good job of creating one-on-ones for them, right? So like, because, you know, you can't help. If we got a back in the backfield, we can't get chip help because the back's got to block the linebacker blitzing to the offensive left. So there are going to be times where you get one-on-ones and you just got to kind of like put your big boy pants on and make it happen. But on those other downs, like, what can Cliff do schematically? Here's that word again, schematically, to elevate and make sure that we're not getting our face kicked in by Aiden Hutchinson.
He's one of these guys where, to me, I go into the game and I go, he can't beat me. I cannot let him take over the game. You know, longtime Redskins fans will remember this game against the Chiefs 15 years ago. In fact, Santana, your boy, caught a screen pass for like 78 yards and a touchdown in the game. But Jared Allen had four sacks and two sack fumbles, and Washington lost at Arrowhead because of Jared Allen. And like, you just can't have him go ham. Whatever that takes, if that means a tight end's extra staying in on him all day, I don't really care. Someone else is going to have to beat me. By the way, the fact that he's 6'7", you just mentioned that. The way he moves, that's insane to me. Like, I didn't even realize he was that tall. If you would have said, how tall is he? I would have guessed 6'4", maybe 6'5", because he's huge. But 6'7" is crazy to me. And everyone listening now is doing their two-hand 6'7" thing.
Yeah.
All right, next, we will get to the Lions offense against the Commanders defense. We're previewing Sunday's game. No longer the nationally televised 425 window game. Fox has changed up their broadcast crews. So the Commanders will have Kenny Albert, your boy from preseason football in the past, on the call, which will be cool. That's nostalgic for me, going back to Kenny Albert calling some 1 o'clock Sunday Commanders games in the 4 o'clock window. You're listening to Take Command.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.